أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحج حج محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I seek refuge, I seek the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Allah's name, one of the names mentioned of Allah in this particular statement is Allah being Ar-Rahman. And this really implies that Allah has Ar-Rahman, a mercy that is general. And it is experienced by each and every one of us. No matter how wicked we are or how righteous we are, Allah has a mercy that rains down upon us. And Allah is also known in this statement as Ar-Rahim. And only the believers will know Allah by this name, Ar-Rahim. Because only the believers will experience this particular Rahmah. So we recognize Allah by those two names in that particular statement. We praise Allah many times over. We ask for Allah's guidance. We ask for Allah's forgiveness. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. And we bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the mercy, for giving us tawfiq, the ability to worship Him, the divine success, for giving us the ability to attend Salatul Jumu'ah today. For it's nothing for us to be arrogant about. For there are many Muslims who woke up this morning and didn't even think about coming to Salatul Jumu'ah. And it is tawfiq, it is the success given to us by Allah that enables us to be here today to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Allah for revealing the ayat of Quran. When Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jumu'ati fas'alu illa dhikrullahi wa dharul bay'ah. Allah says in the Quran, calling on the believers, whenever you hear the call for Salatul Jumu'ah, hasten to the masjid, hurry to the masjid, even if you're in the middle of a business transaction. Cut the business transaction, for there is nothing more important than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we focus upon a very important quality of the heart. And of course we have to always look at the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's reported, Jabir reported, radiallahu anhu, and it's recorded by Imam Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ, along with his companions, they were on a campaign, Dhaqul Rifaq, and they became tired. They became tired. And they saw a place of rest where there were trees and shade that they can all rest under. So they stopped their campaign. And they begin to rest, and the Prophet ﷺ, he hung his sword upon one of the branches of the tree. And he fell asleep. And he woke up with the sword pointed directly in his face. Now imagine you go to sleep, and you wake up with a weapon pointed directly in your face. And the man over him with the sword told him, he said, "Takhaf me. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of me?" while he was holding the sword. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with full confidence, "La, no." Then the man went on saying that he held the sword, "فَمَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي." He said, "Who will protect you from me?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with full confidence, said, "Allah, Allah." The quality that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in his heart was the quality that we all need in this day and time. This is tawakkul ala Allah. Tawakkul ala Allah. The trust in Allah. The confidence in Allah. The knowing that Allah has your back in every situation, no matter what type of struggle that you go through in this particular life. And for the mu'min, for the believers, if Allah blocks one opportunity for you, believe that Allah will open up another opportunity for you. Allah knows whom to bless in this particular life. If you haven't got a job, if you lost the opportunity of receiving employment, you didn't get a chance to get that job after you went on the interview and you dressed up so nice, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if you believe and you trust in Allah, Allah will open up another door for you. Allah says in the Quran so beautifully, He says, "Ma asaba min musibatin fil ard wa la fi anfusikum illa fi kitabin min qabli an nabra'aha inna dhalika 'ala Allah yaseer." لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah says in the Quran so beautifully, no calamity occurs in the earth nor in yourselves, but it is inscribed in the book of decrees before we bring it into existence. Verily that is easy for Allah, in order that you may not grieve at the things that you fail to receive, nor rejoice over that which has been given to you. And Allah likes not the prideful boasters. Sometimes we grieve if we miss out on an opportunity. Many times we grieve if we miss out on an opportunity. Allah knows best. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we overrejoice, we become arrogant when we achieve success, acting as if we granted our own selves with that success. Allah knows whom to bless with $1 million. Allah knows whom to give a house on the hill to. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see the opportunities for the believer. As you look at the baby, when the baby starts off in the womb, Allah blesses the baby to receive nutrients through one source of provision, through the umbilical cord, to coming to the baby. And then, when the baby is born, that source of provision is cut off. But Allah opens two more sources of provision for that baby. Allah gives the baby opportunity to wean off of the mother two breasts, going from one umbilical cord to two breasts. Then Allah, after 2 years of being weaned, cuts off that source of provision, born from one to two. Now Allah opens the baby up to eat from the plants, from the fruit, from the meat, from many sources of provision. We have to look how Allah closes one door only to open more doors for the believer. And Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu hasbuka Allah wa man ittaba'aka min al-mu'minin. He says, Ya Nabi, O Prophet, Allah is sufficient for you and for the believers who follow you. Do we believe that Allah is sufficient for us? That Allah denies us one opportunity, Allah is going to always open up another door for us. Whatever we are going through during this particular time, perhaps you have lost a job, but perhaps you have lost a relationship, perhaps someone in your family has passed away. Always trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran so beautifully, whosoever has taqwa, He will make a way out for him, a makhraj, an opening for him to get out. Whatever situation, if you seem like you're cornered up against the wall with nowhere to go, if you have trust in Allah, and you have taqwa, consciousness of Allah, Allah will always provide a way out. And we say every day in our al-Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Do we believe this in our hearts? We say, You alone do we worship, and You alone we seek for Your aid. We ask for help. And this is important because this is isti'ana, which is the reliance, the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. If we look at the ulama, they talk about this tawakkul as istislam, surrendering. If Allah tells you something, the quality that we should have is ta'ah, which is obedience. Perhaps you don't trust in Allah. Perhaps Allah commands you to do something in the Quran, and you trust maybe in the stock market more. Allah reveals every day how the stock market, the Dow Jones, fluctuates. It goes up one day, then it's down the next day. People trust in this more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You look on the news, how money is worth something one day, then back down. Then it goes back up, then it comes back down. Perhaps we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all of this, and we have to trust Allah over everything. Allah says in the Quran so beautifully, أَمَّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي يَرْزُقُكُمْ إِنْ أَمْسَكَ رِزْقَهُ بَلَّجُّوا فِي عُتُوٍّ وَنُفُورٍ. Who is it that can provide for you if he should withhold his provision? Nay, but they continue to be in pride and flee. Who is it that can provide if your finances, if anything was cut off from you right now? Who can give it back to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if all of you depend on Allah with due reliance, He would certainly give you provision as He gives it to the birds, who go forth hungry in the morning and return with full bellies at dusk. How the birds, they don't have a stash of money within their nest, where they can open up a drawer. They don't have an ATM card. But they leave their nest with nothing and they come back because of their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full bellies. And then you have to look at the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions and look at the thing, the deep suffering that they had in their hearts. Their hearts. Look at their hearts, the conditions of their hearts. The attitude of the Prophet and the companions. If someone came and told them that the enemy has gathered and is coming to destroy you right now, it only increased their iman. It only increased their iman. Perhaps if somebody walked in this particular room right now and said the enemy is coming to destroy you, it would cause mankind to go in disarray and we'll be looking for places to hide. But the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be there. If you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was placed in the fire, the fire which is a struggle in the hot fire, and Jibreel alayhi salam came down to Ibrahim and he said, "Do you need my help?" He said, "No, it is from Allah." He said, "No, I want help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And he said, "Well, call unto Allah." And he said, "Well," Ibrahim said, "Well, I'm in this situation, and Allah knows I'm in this situation, so that is enough. I will wait for his help," not wanting the help of even Jibreel. And this is Wakilul Mutlaq. Allah is the absolute trustee. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if there was 20 believers who trust in Allah, on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this town, it is better if you have 20 believers who trust in Allah than 1,000 Muslims who do not trust and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we look at the Battle of Badr, how the Muslims were outnumbered. It was 300 Muslims to 1,000 disbelievers. To 1,000 disbelievers, they were outnumbered. And the Muslims, because of their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were able to defeat 1,000 disbelievers. Then after the battle, some of the Muslims were asked, "Did you know that you were outnumbered?" They said, "We didn't even know we were outnumbered. Perhaps we thought it was only about 60 or 70 of them. We had no idea that we were outnumbered." And Allah, because of their trust in Allah, Allah sent down angels to assist the Muslims in the Battle of Badr. As we look at Ghazwatul Uhud, in the Battle of Uhud, even after the Muslims were defeated, they pulled away and they had wounds, they were wounded. They were tired and worn out from battle. And back at their camp, they were told that the Mushrikeen were back on their way because they were upset that they didn't kill the Prophet, nor that they didn't take women captives. And what did the Muslims do? The Muslims, even though they were tired and exhausted and worn out and wounded for battle, they got up and they stood up ready to go back and fight the disbelievers. This is the trust that they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Battle of Hunayn, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threw out dust, Allah says in the Quran, the dust caused the blindness of the disbeliever, of the enemy. But Allah says in the Quran that it was me, I caused the dust to spread to the eyes of the enemy. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only threw it. But his soul had trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we go through, it's about trust in Allah. And we know the people of tawakkul, they're about work. They work. It's not just trust in Allah and sit inside of the masjid and wait for Allah to send you a wife. Or wait for Allah to send you $1,000 out of the sky. Or wait for Allah to send you a house. No, the people who trust in Allah, they go to work. As you see the Muslims in the Battle of Khandaq, when they were told that the enemy was coming, the enemy were numbered at 10,000. And Salman al-Farisi, he said, he gave them a suggestion. He said, "Let's build a trench around this city. Let's build a trench around the city of Medina." And the Muslims, they trusted in Allah. They didn't just sit for the enemy to come. They went to work and they built a trench around the city of Medina. 6 whole days of work, working and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in closing this first part, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, very important. He said, be keen to do that which would benefit you. Rely on Allah and do not be lazy. And do not say when a problem befalls you, if I would have done such and such, then the result would have been such and such. Rather, you should say, this was decreed by Allah, and Allah does what He will. Saying if opens the gates for shaitan. Saying if opens the gates for shaitan. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before leaving his house, he was saying, and he told the believers to say the same thing, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. He taught the people to say what? In the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. And Allah has the power to do. If there is any power, the power comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the message today is trust in Allah no matter what you're going through. Trust in Allah, be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will get you out of every situation. Never panic. Don't be an emotional Muslim. For Allah knows that He doesn't place on us a burden more than we can bear. Do not over complain when you are going through problems. For Allah is always there. He's always giving help to the believers. So as believers, we have to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he not only applied the weapon of Allah, but he also enforced it upon the companions around him to apply to what was of Allah. And as we see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was riding upon his animal with young Ibn Abbas. And we know Ibn Abbas was very young. But even though he was young, he still taught him to wequl of Allah. And it's a very important saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he told him that day on his animal. And we'll close out with this particular saying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told young Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya gulam, hey young man, Ya gulam, hey young man, inni u'allimuka kalimat, I shall teach you some words. Ifadillaha yahfazka, preserve the rights of Allah, and Allah will protect you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Telling young Ibn Abbas to preserve the rights of Allah. Protect the rights of Allah. And Allah will preserve you. Allah will protect you. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you ask of Allah. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. If you ask, if you seek help, if you seek the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ أَمْ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. He said that what? If the ummah, if they were to gather, to what? To help you. If they were to gather to help you in any type of way, they can only help you by the leave of Allah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَدْرُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَدْرُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ فَقَدَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. And he said, if the ummah, if they were to gather to destroy you, to harm you, to bring you any type of harm, they can only harm you by the leave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he goes on to say, Rufi'atil aqlam wa jaffat as-suhuf. The pen has been lifted and the pages have dried. So we have to know that if any type of struggle befalls us, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for it would not have befallen you without the permission of Allah. And we have to trust whatever we're going through, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam compared the believers to a soft plant, how when the wind blows in the form of struggle, the plant only bends, but it always returns to be upright. And he compares the disbeliever to the hard plant, to the stiff plant, the stiff tree, as when the wind blows, it knocks the believer down off of its place, leaving no space for the disbeliever to return. So trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the message for today. Whatever we're going through, whatever you hear in the news, Do not allow us to grieve. Trust in Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة.